This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, I'm Ben Holderness.
And I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm just going to narrate really quickly. You found our podcast. That's great. But just so you know, sometimes we're a little busy. And so Kim is lacing up her shoes right now as we're starting the podcast.
I just like to have my shoes tied.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I like to be barefoot when we record these.
I
like to put my feet up. But Kim, you've obviously got other things to do today, and it involves footwear.
No. But this is my favorite thing we do, and I like to be present and connected, and I think I would have been bothered if I didn't have my shoes tied.
Well, so Kim's shoes are now tied. We tap danced around that. This is really one of our better opens. I can imagine everyone is completely... incredibly enraptured by this podcast.
Can I also set the scene that we record these in our like attic space?
Yes.
And I'm on a little couch that is the most uncomfortable couch.
What is up with like that couch? It's an IKEA couch. I'm not afraid to say it because we have other things from IKEA. But it's like when you sit on it, it simultaneously spreads the rib cage while cutting off circulation to your legs. So your body's like gasping for air, pushing you forward.
It is so... It's a fancy fold out because I felt like we needed another sleeping space for guests.
And it's called like a Flügerflügen.
And it is. Yeah. It feels like you're sitting in a metal folding chair, but somehow there's foam. I don't understand. It's very uncomfortable. But my dog.
Oh, Sunny's here. She doesn't care.
Next to me.
Yeah.
Sunny doesn't care. And I'm petting her forehead, and she's the sweetest.
Yeah, she's a mood. Sunny is a mood.
She's a whole mood.
Fun story. Kim was worried that there was something seriously wrong with our dog.
There was.
And no, I'm saying the time before that. And she did several hundred, potentially $1,000 worth of tests. And the doctor was like, oh, no, your dog's fine. She's just kind of chill.
She's really lazy. No, I just took her in because I'm like, oh, she's not eating. She has a UTI. And ladies, can we say UTIs are the worst? So Sunny's got a UTI. Anyway... thanks for joining us.
All right. So to sum up, Kim's putting her shoes on.
Done.
Our dog has a urinary tract infection, but we have other things we're going to talk about.
I promise. So you guys, if you're new here, welcome. If you've been around for a minute, you know how much I love a list.
Yes.
Just something about
lists.
Yeah. Something about making a list just calms the anxiety in my brain. Anyway, and I was thinking about it. We have spent more time together than ever before, even though you and I pre-pandemic worked from home together. We share a job together. We raise kids together. But this year, especially, you and I have seen each other, like physically seen each other more than ever. And even though, yes, we published a marriage book all about communication, and in there we talked about like our nightly just connection chats, even just a few minutes, I have to say, I will admit that we got away from that in the last, I would say, 6 months especially. I think we were better about it in the beginning of the pandemic. But as life kind of got back to normal, air quotes, whatever that is, you know, most days were about just kind of surviving at that new pace of, oh wait, now we actually have to take the kids to things and they're going back to school and all that stuff. So we let those nightly sort of check-in conversations lapse. And I realized that. And I was like, you know, Penn and I were around each other all day long, but when's the last time we actually talked? So I came up with 9 questions to ask your partner.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's your list is 9 questions?
It's 9 questions.
Okay.
Some personal ones. We have some fun ones, and then we have some relationship ones.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much am I going to like this?
Oh, I don't know. You may not like this at all.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. These are like penetrating questions to try to find out.
Not all of them.
What's really going on inside?
What's really going on inside?
Okay.
These questions will be linked in our show notes. If you want to ask your partner over dinner, ask your kids these questions, right? Make it a family affair. But really, we want to focus on the partnership right now. Penn is going to roll his eyes when I talk about personal growth.
Yeah. No, yep. You can't see. Look, here's the thing.
But these are super easy.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? What do you think? Super easy. What do you think you learned from the pandemic?
I learned how to be okay with being alone. And listen, I know that we're not alone, like we're around our family, but how to be in a room and to self-entertain and to get energy from within a little more than I used to. I say I learned because I did not like it the first few months, and I still don't love it, but it was about as close as I could get to being depressed without being depressed. And by the way, I know that depression, people use that term when they're just in a bad mood. So maybe that's what I was, but it was very difficult for me at first to get over that hump. And now like there could be, there's a Friday night, you know, I'm not going to see my buddies. I am doing a crossword and I'm watching 30 Rock and I am content when I probably wouldn't have been a year ago. What about you?
Thank you for asking. I think I learned to love our space a little more.
You mean our home?
Not, and I'm using that because I want to change everything about our home. I'm looking at real estate all the time.
That's why I'm laughing.
But we did not sit still on weekends. We would go visit friends, go to the beach, go somewhere because I just felt antsy when I was here. I always said, I love Raleigh. I love where we live, but it never felt like home to me. I was raised near the water. I was kind of kicking and screaming, having, like, fine, we'll let the kids graduate from high school and then we'll move to the beach. Then we'll do something because I just need water close by. I have settled in to realize that, no, we're where we are supposed to be, because this was a very easy place to ride out the pandemic. There's so many outdoor spaces.
Oh, yeah.
The weather was amazing. Not the winter. The winter was terrible.
And the places where we wanted to move, people were
everybody
coming
moved
here.
Yeah. So I learned to just settle the heck down.
I love to hear that, because you've always been a nomad, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. And by the way, I can't wait to get back to that with you.
Right.
We're gonna get our kids to college. And we're gonna scatter. We're gonna get on a Eurorail for like a year.
Yeah.
And just travel.
We'll take the podcast to go.
Yeah.
Next question. We did have an office at one point in time.
Yes.
In terms of working from home versus working in an office, because we thought about maybe getting an office space, because as you guys have met Sam and Anne-Marie, and now we have Leanne and we have Desmond, like, have your thoughts changed about how we use our home for work?
Yeah. You know what's been interesting about that for me? I've, for the most part, I edit, right? And editing is a very lonely kind of party of one job, which is weird for me, right? Because I like to interact with people. And I used to like getting out of this space and I love the idea. We had a downtown office where I could edit and also stop and like talk to people and like get energy from without. I've been a lot more efficient just having like my own office space, which we're sitting in right now. The other thing, so I think I like working from home more. The other thing that I have done, which you may not have even noticed, is I keep it cleaner. than I used to because I'm here every day. Mm-hmm. Like, and I used to just not care what was in this office. There would be like crumpled up Kleenexes from like 4 days ago and like 8 days worth of plates because I would eat lunch up here because I'm editing. And I get some joy and peace, and I take some pride in my space now when, what, you know, a home office used to just be a computer in some part of the house that was allowing me to get work done. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've tried to care more about it. What about you?
I still want to buy the house that's being built behind us just so we can have some separation because we destroy our house every time we shoot a video. But we can move on. That's not meant to get too deep. How do you feel about this is question number three, our work-life balance? And I think this question would be interesting for people, listeners at home, because so many people are now working from home choose to and continue to because there are a lot of offices that are giving that option. I will say it's very hard when you're working at home. So how do you think we're doing with that?
Can I be honest? I don't think we're very good at it.
Yeah.
I just don't. And maybe that'll get better, but we're in this phase of our lives where we know I think it's probably like being an NFL athlete where, you know, you've got like some peak years mm-hmm. and then you're going to have to figure something else out. And because of that, we've been hustling so much that I think we've been letting work invade our personal life and our family life and our relationship more than it should. I mean, the fact that we're doing work right now and it's our one relaxation time is this podcast. And we look forward to it because it's like the most chill we can be. And then, you know, we're going to get done and we're going to get back to work and we're going to go pick up our kids and we're going to take them somewhere, but we're still going to be thinking about work and we're going to answer emails about work. We're going to answer texts about work. I may come back up here and edit at night. You wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is start thinking about work. And it's probably the second to last thing you think about at night.
So I would say that the issue is I love what we do because we get to, like, the core of what we do is we make really silly videos. Our blog I'm super into and super into writing for that.
And
so
it's fun.
I love, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I love everything. I feel very lucky to be able to do this stuff. The issue, I think right now we are answering this question that I proposed to you during the summer. And our kids are old enough that we used to get a sitter every day, but our kids are old enough that where we can kind of let them chill and manage themselves and they have little sports they do. So I probably still should have hired a sitter to take them places because we're stopping every hour and a half to pick them up and drive them. So I think that I'm struggling with the thing right now where I feel guilty because I'm not spending enough time working.
And it's not linear.
Right. And then I feel guilty because I'm not spending enough time with my kids and I have not created a strong enough boundary of like, I am not doing anything with work today. I'm just going to parent. And then I've not done the same for my kids. You know, Lola yesterday, it was like 2:00. She was like, can you take me to Target? Cause I have to get something for school. I was like, honey, I have a call in 2 minutes and then I have to work on this blog post that I have to do. And she's like, ugh. And no, I mean, I have a job. And she was fine with it. I don't want to paint her as somebody who's ungrateful. But we don't have those boundaries. So I'm feeling a little guilty about it all. I'm thinking in the fall.
Maybe it'll get better.
Maybe it'll get better.
We also just probably need to, just like we did with our relationship, right? Like we schedule sex. We
it's so sexy.
Hey, I ain't complaining because... I mean, you can schedule it a lot. You know what I mean? Like, we schedule time to talk to each other. We schedule, but we don't schedule time to like turn off the work button or whatever it is. So we probably need to just be proactive on that. And if we're not as productive, you know what? Like, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, no, totally. And listen, one less silly video, the world will survive.
They're going to be fine. Yeah,
no, nobody will notice. Okay, these next three questions pertain more to us.
Okay.
And we've said before, we really do believe in couples counseling. Penn and I had great success. Again, we wrote a book together. But I do think that checking in on your relationship is so important. So just kind of taking the temperature.
Yeah.
Now, this is our first global crisis, our first global pandemic. How do you think we did as a couple?
I'm going to give us an A-. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just me, and I would love to hear your grade. But I think we were prepared for this because we have worked together and we have lived in this space. We worked hard and we made it a point to give each other credit for what we were doing. We still got in fights, of course. I think we, like, I'm just talking as a couple. I think we affirmed each other as much as we could, which that's like so important. I feel like when we're living together is to affirm, to say good job, nice work. So I don't even know why I gave it a minus. Maybe just because
we could always do better.
Yeah, probably. What do you think? Oh, she's sitting up.
No. I think I agree that a minus. I'm very proud of us. I know that there are. It makes me so sad to read about. More and more people are filing for divorce because I think this is kind of the additional time together has revealed a lot. And I think that I almost feel lucky because you and I were positioned very, very well for this.
Yeah.
Just because of the counseling we had done ahead of time, this space we knew how to give each other, the conversations we knew how to have. When things got tense, we knew how to react. So I think we had the tools in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought of what the minus was.
What?
Here's the minus. And this is very basic and weird. But like I would go out on these guys trips or I would like go fishing or I'd go like to a tennis tournament and we'd be away and I would miss you because you were gone. Like that feeling. And then I get to see you again, like of missing you and then seeing you again. And just sometimes there's passion involved in that. And just like having, like letting absence make the heart grow fonder.
We had no absence.
There's been no absence. The heart is fond, but it's not fonder, I guess. So, I'll be honest, like, do you remember like long distance relationships?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are kind of awesome. And I don't want too much of that, but like a little bit of that.
And that's why I make you, when you play, you have your like your online poker nights with your college buddies, I make you sleep in the guest room. It's like a little guy's trip.
Oh, hey, how are you? But that doesn't count because you're asleep the whole time. And then you wake me up with...
Well, no. If you sleep in the guest room, I get a good night's sleep because you don't wake me up when you come in at 11:30.
But you don't come in and say, hey, honey, I miss you. You say, wake up and get the kids to school.
Exactly.
You've been...
Yeah. Okay. Next question. What part of quote doing life together do you think we're the best at? What do you think we do well?
Man, we travel well. We have fun when we travel. We've kind of figured each other out. Like I kind of know what your needs are on a trip. You also like let your hair down on trips. It's like it's where you go from being a, I don't know, how do I put this? You're a planner and a scheduler, and you do that before the trip starts so that when you get on the trip, you can be crazy fun and spontaneous. I think we travel well. I didn't give much time to think about that. What do you think?
I think we recover well from fights. I think we're very resilient and forgiving and just our favorite Ted Lasso quote. If you guys aren't watching Ted Lasso.
Just start. It's not about soccer.
You can hit stop on this podcast and just go watch Ted Lasso. And we quote it to our kids all the time, be a goldfish, because goldfish have very short memories. And so failure, a fight or something, just be a goldfish and move on.
We're also good at making out.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. do you think quality time together has become more or less important to you? So like a date night. So we see each other all the time, nonstop. I think so many couples, right, are still working from home together because their offices haven't reopened or they don't have a plan. And now this Delta variant and it gets kind of tricky. Do you think having a date night is now more important, or is it, and you're not going to hurt my feelings, or do you think it's more important for right now for you to have like a guy's night?
No, I've got my answer. You're not going to hurt my feelings either, but you have to answer these as well.
I know.
What's your answer? Wait, do you want to say it at the same time? 1, 2, 3. Are you going to say it?
No, you go first.
No, we're going to say it at the same time. It's going to be fun. Ready? You just either say more or less. You don't have to start. Keep talking. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. More. Same. I think it's more.
More important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm only saying that because I remember, like, I really vividly remember the day nights that we had during COVID. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember as much the ones that we had before. Mm-hmm. Because even though we're around each other all the time, it's not the same kind of intimate quality time. It's work, it's kids, it's whatever. So I, like, we didn't get enough date nights because there weren't enough places to go or restaurants or whatever. But our kids cooked dinner for us one of those nights. It was amazing. A couple of those nights. And then when we got to go back out to restaurants, I remember those nights so vividly. So I think it's more important.
I was just having a kind of a heart to heart with a girlfriend who is at a point in her marriage where they need some time alone together. You know, they have kids and they just need a chance to reconnect. And there was that brief window when it felt over the summer, like, we're safe to travel and go places. Now I feel like we're going to, that's a whole separate podcast about going to have to lock up again.
Who knows what the case is going to be when this comes out. Let's just assume that you can go to restaurants now.
Right.
But no, maybe not.
But we went on a trip to Utah. We ended up meeting with friends, but it just, like, it was a way, just you and I trip. And so I was talking to my girlfriend she's like, but I don't have family who can step in and help care for my children. I don't have family nearby. And although we have your brother and sister-in-law there, their kids are busy and you have sports and stuff like that. That's a lot to ask take care of my kids for a weekend. That's a lot to ask. So we pay people. We pay a sitter to stay with our kids and we do overnights, and our kids love these people and they have so much fun. And it's an expense, and I get it. It is not one that, like, we save up for it. I mean, it is not something you could do. We don't do it all the time. So,
right. But it's more like a maintenance thing, because it's paying for a car to get an oil change versus paying for a car that has broken down.
And right.
That's a justification of that.
And
expense.
I know there are solutions where I've heard of families that, like, you take my kids on Friday night, I'll take your kids on Saturday night. So there's that kind of even swap trade. But that being said, it was such a priority to us to get away that we paid somebody to stay the night. And it had never occurred to her that you could do that. I was like, absolutely. There's people in your life that need the money. Yeah. And I don't know if we do a good enough job, if I can be honest, about making that a priority.
Oh, no, we don't. We still
anymore.
Don't.
We used to be.
Yeah,
we got out of the habit.
Well, I mean, see question number three: work life balance.
Yeah,
that's the main issue that we're having.
We were better about making a reservation somewhere and going. Now, and this is a total sidebar. Social endurance.
You don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to go.
Well, my social endurance is just, I'm out of practice. So we get to Friday, and I am toast. And even if it's just you and I going out to dinner, like, the fact of putting on a bra on a Friday night, I'm like, oh, I can't do it. So I need to, like, I'd always joked that there, like, the couch to cocktail party, there needs to be a training plan to get back to it, because I'm just mentally kind of zapped.
Some of these answers are getting intertwined.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think that we're learning. I think that you can go back to question number three to help answer question number five.
Yeah. Okay. These are a little more fun.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want it to be all
serious. Not that wasn't a joyride, a thrill ride of realization. This whole thing is, it's kind of like going to a chocolate shop and getting the sugar-free chocolate. I'm sorry. No, this has been great.
The sugar-free chocolate will just give you explosive diarrhea. Don't get that stuff.
No,
don't get that stuff. Okay. Ready? If you knew at the beginning of 2020, that we would be home for so long. I know everybody's back to life. I get it. But this was like, if you knew you were going to have that year, what hobbies would you have picked up?
Ooh.
If any.
You know what? I am on the verge of being like fluent in French. I'm proficient in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, first of all, we worked harder in 2020. So I guess that's like, we've had less time, not more.
Right.
But if I had, because I remember when I was like laid off and didn't have any work to do, and I didn't learn any skills for a year. I was just like crippled by my own failure, and it was awful. So that year and also this next year, if there's nothing to do, I would get so good at French, I could speak it like a native. Mm. I would go to like classes and learn it.
We should go
I
to
love
France.
That language.
Let's go to France.
That's, yeah. You have to sign off on that.
No, signed.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Okay.
Wait, do you want to answer yours?
Oh, what would
people want to know what you think. You're important.
Kim's voice matters. I wish... I've always wanted to go to culinary school, but that is such an investment of, first of all, money. And most like time.
Yeah.
But they made so many virtual culinary schools. I mean, I'm sure it's not the same as being in a kitchen and being yelled at. But I wish I had found I'm sure one exists. I don't know. I don't personally know one, but I'm sure it exists. I wish I'd done that and gone.
Culinary school.
Yeah.
You're already so good. But yeah, you have an aptitude for it.
I'm not great.
No,
I'm not anywhere close. But I wish I have a genuine curiosity and very little skill to back it up. So I wish I had done that.
That is so much more practical than learning French.
No, we could go to France and eat, and then you could navigate us.
They do get along.
Yes.
French and food.
Okay, what is a book, movie, article that you've read, seen that you would like me to like sit, listen, or read along with you? And this is, I asked this because
you've got one.
No. I actually don't have one. But I what is the thing? Because you last night you were trying so hard. I was so tired last night. We had some kids stuff, and I was so tired, and I can't find my glasses, so I had to take my contacts out. My eyes were tired. My body ached. And he's like, watch the woman's 800 something. There's this incredible, will you watch this with me? Will you watch this with me? And I was like, I can't. He's like, five more minutes. I'm like, I can't. And I totally ghosted you. But is there something like that like you want me to see it. To enjoy?
So by the time this comes out, I bet she'll have 2 or 3 gold medals. She's 19. Her name's Afingmo. I know it's a weird pronunciation. She's born of Sudanese immigrants. She goes to Texas A&M, and she looks like freaking Usain Bolt when she runs. Like, she's barely trying.
Yeah.
And she's just blowing by people.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty basic thing for I would like you to read Andy Weir's new book.
Okay.
It's called Project Hail Mary. And I know. I am a space nerd, and a big part of this book is learning how to travel interstellarly using a microorganism that projects light and releases energy and is able to push forward. So that's like a clean travel source that radiates out heat that can get you to about an eighth of the speed of, or 80% of the speed of light. But that's not what this book is about. It's about this guy who's going to try to save the sun. It's a collapsed star, but it's working with, he meets an alien in his ship, and they have to figure out how to get to know each other and work together. So really it's about that relationship. And I cried twice while reading it.
Oh,
because of just the basic building blocks of friendship and love and trust are very well portrayed in this book.
Okay.
And it's about space.
Okay.
So I think that if you're ever going to read a book about space, this might be it.
Okay. That'll be next on my list.
Okay. I can't wait for my
I actually don't have something.
Oh, really?
I posed that to you without really having an answer. Because I feel like other than that, I don't really watch a lot of TV.
No, you don't. But you read a lot of books.
I do.
Do you want me to read some of your Julia Quinn books?
Oh my gosh. So I went through the Bridgerton series. That was an easy read. Okay. Last question. If our life in the last year had an epic movie title, what would our movie be titled?
I like this.
And then who would play you in that movie?
Oh, that's fun. Epic movie. So it's got to be something like Deep Impact or something, but that's not it. it would be the long winter's nap. I don't know.
Okay, just who would play you in the movie?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yes. Age appropriate and super handsome. I don't know if that would work.
It would work.
I've always said if I could ever be like any actor or be compared to any actor, it would be Dick Van Dyke. And I think he's still in better shape than me and he's 92 years old, but I don't think that would work with him playing me. Who's a modern age Dick Van Dyke?
Lin-Manuel played his role in Mary Poppins recently.
Yeah. That wasn't my favorite. Sorry, Lin-Manuel. You know I love you.
Yeah. Let's say Idris Elba.
Can I have Idris Elba with me? That would be awesome.
I don't know a movie title, but I would say I would want Melissa McCarthy to play me.
I love her.
Melissa McCarthy.
So Idris Elba and Melissa McCarthy
go in through
long,
life.
In the long winter's nap. I give that answer a C+.
Okay. Anyway.
In the comments, if we put this on Facebook, what should we call? What's the movie for this? And who's playing you?
Yeah.
Or who's playing us? Did we suck? Give us better ideas.
The thing I love most about this podcast is it's an excuse to just sit and connect with you. And then we record it and share it. And so I don't even know. I love that people listen to it, but I don't even know if people need to hear it. I just love the time with you. So thanks.
I do too. Thank you for taking the time out.
Was that really cheesy and gross? I'm sorry, guys. If you're like vomiting listening to that, you're like, bleh.
That would be great if someone actually vomited. Well, it's like that kind of visceral reaction. Because here's what I believe. You want to make your audience feel something. And if that feeling is nausea, you're still feeling something.
So check, we win.
You don't want to feel nothing. We hope you feel something. So like, let's make this an engaging end of this podcast. I want to know the book or movie that we're missing that we need to watch. I need to know what the title of the epic movie that was this year is and who should play me and Kim in the movies.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what this future holds for this panorama panini. I'm refusing to call it a pandemic anymore that we're in, what it looks like for children going back to school. But I'm sitting on a couch with my dog right now. So I'm just choosing to embrace that.
And you're not comfortable.
It is the most uncomfortable couch. I cannot say enough.
It looks nice.
It looks really good, guys. It looks nice up here.
Yeah.
But it is.
It looks like Sunny likes it.
Yeah, she. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Remember our book, Everybody Fights, So Why Not Get Better At It, is out into the universe. We loved writing it and we loved sharing it with you. And if you made it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
To this part of the podcast, mom, even my mom, I don't think makes it to this part. Send me a screenshot, Instagram, something like that. Let's I love seeing those. So
we love you guys. Thanks for all you've been doing for us. Bye.
Bye.